I generally do. So I don't do such a big mitzvah to learn that test. I won't go through the entire thing because I'm afraid that some of you will drown. I don't want anyone to drown. But I want to get at least a little bit about Shnei Shvilin, Daf Yudam and Aleph. Now what I decided to do though, I made a limit to myself. I will do this until the time I leave next. I am about to leave again in about another 2 weeks. I have no choice. I have to raise money for the yeshiva. That is my... According to Rabbi Mickey Mark, he claims that's the job of Rosh Hashiva. I thought the job of Rosh Hashiva was to learn Torah and teach Torah and interact with Talmidim. He said, no, that's not the job of Rosh Hashiva, he told me. The job of Rosh Hashiva is to raise money for the yeshiva and maintain the integrity of the yeshiva. I told him that was a very big kiddush. And he said, ask Rabbi Levinsohn. So I went and asked Rabbi Levinsohn what the job of Rosh Hashiva is. So he told me, why are you asking this question? He was very suspicious of the question. So I said, because I told him, explain what I have to do. So he said, oh! Siman she kvar harav Rosh Hashiva. That's what he told me. I know, of course, he gave a big laugh. The sign of Rosh Hashiva is when you have to start raising money. That's the sign of real Rosh Hashiva. I've been doing it for a number of years, I guess. I've been Rosh Hashiva for a number of years already. But anyway, so that's what I have to do. I have no choice. And the feeling here among the administration is that they claim I am good at it. And therefore, or rather, I'm better than they are. That's for sure. No question about it. That is not even a suffix. But not because I'm so good at it. But I guess people, when they see me, would rather run away or maybe give me something to help the yeshiva. The people are very nice to us, that is to me. So that's why I have to go. So that's the reason why I'm doing it. I'm not doing it because I want to run away from the yeshiva. I want to stay in the yeshiva and I wish I could stay here. Shifti beis Hashem, kol mechaya. That's the honest truth. I don't do much of that, but here and there. Okay, so meanwhile, what I'm going to do is I will try to learn. I wrote down the comments. They're a little bit lengthy. On Daf Tes and Daf Yud. Not all of it. And then when I come back, I'm going to learn Abim Sochim. Is that all right? Now what I'm going to do in Abim Sochim is I'm not going to start with everyone else is doing here in the yeshiva. What I can see, I'm going to learn the sugyas that relate to the Seder, as opposed to starting with Kiddush and Havdalah, which I also can speak about as well. But I will start with the sugyas that relate to the Seder. They are very beautiful sugyas. It's Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. That's correct. You probably know it already. I'm sure you're familiar with those sugyas. We actually learned them before. I've learned about 25 times. I imagine you have learned a few times also. But it's kedai to do it again. There's nothing wrong with it. Do you mind?
I don't know.
Okay, Hashem. As long as I have your approval. So we will do the Kuf Yidal and Kuf Tezvav, maybe some sugars of Hallel, and then, Mr. Hashem, after Pesach, I will go back and do the sugars of Kiddush and Havdalah. Kiddush Rav Masuda and Havdalah. I think that's a good order to follow. What do you say, Ellie?
Well, I'm not going to be here after Pesach.
Will that take care of that problem? Anybody can be here after Pesach? There will be three people. Okay.
They'll be online.
What?
They'll be online.
All right. Everyone else is going. Okay, so I'll be able to... Who's going to be here again? Okay. Well, Baruch Hashem, there are three wonderful people.
You'll pick up some people.
What?
It's going to be before the two.
What?
I'm only here for 2 weeks after this
one. 2 weeks after this. Okay, Bezeza, we'll have you for 2 weeks. That'll be a big source for you. That's fine. Maybe we'll learn together, Bechabrusa, sorts, and it'll be very nice. Okay, I just want to say I want to offer on Shabbos. That's not due the afternoon. In the afternoon, today I'm not going to be here. I am involved in something very unfortunate, which is Chayin Nefesh, and I have to be involved. But I'm still learning Kol Shua, but I want to learn Kol Shua until I learn, until I start doing, which is next, I said I'm going to do it, and I want to do it, Tam and Nisha. So I will be very shortly, maybe... Another problem when I come back, I'm going to try to start learning Talmud Yishkai. Is that alright? It's the fifth parak of Pesachim, dealing with Kachin. Not so much Kachin, with the Kavan Pesach. I think we can cover a few blockheads. Not going to get the people here, except those in the afternoon. I think it would be a good thing. It'll be a good thing for me, maybe a good thing for you as well. Okay, I want to say one halacha, since we've been talking about the issue of Bishul, I want to talk about the blech on Shabbos itself. This is a very complicated topic, but I'll try to make it not so complicated. Not every area of the blech has the same status. That is to say, that you have really three areas of the blech. That's what the pus can bring down. The blech is divided into three areas depending on the heat level. And the three areas that I mentioned are the following. One is Agav Ha'esh. Not every blech is covering fire. Sometimes you may have one jet on, sometimes two jets on. And I don't know, there are people who keep four jets on? I doubt it. I can't imagine. It's really not necessary unless you have many, many orchim, many guests and the like. So one area is the area of Agav HaEsh. A second area is the area on the blech, which is not Agape Ha'esh. However, you can come to Yatzah lettuce. Because if it's, let's say, this jet in the the jet in the whichever corner it is, doesn't really make a difference. Let's say in the southern corner, in the south southeastern corner, if that's on, so then the one above it clearly can also come to Yatzah lettuce. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the other two sides will come to Yatzah lettuce. And the third area is essentially the area that's not Gabi Ha'esh and cannot come to Yatzah lettuce. Those are the three areas that the Poskim mentioned, and they're very significant because there are blechs that are uniformly hot. And I would imagine there are some blechs that can be heated everywhere. So, of course, there is no third category. If you have a blech, which is... What?
The plug-in ones.
Oh, the plata, right. Because the plata, obviously, clearly the entire area is affected. But I can tell you from experience with blechs that it really depends. And it also depends on the size of the stove. It depends actually on the size of the blech. There are a number of factors that go into this area. So these would be most halachas. There's no difference in the first two areas. The area over the fire, the area not in the fire, it's identical. And if, let's say, I have raw food or I have liquid that can reach out. So that is, the halacha is, you're not allowed to cook such items to Issa Daraisa. And this is found in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Yud Ches Siv Tes. It's a Mechaber. The Mechaber says that Kli Rishon, even if it's removed al Gabi Ha'esh, Adayim Mevashel, that is still capable of cooking because we have so lettuce. And once it's still capable of cooking, even though it's not Agave Ha'esh, the halacha is you are responsible, you are chayav. And then he writes further in the Mechaber, you see what if you have it from here. Ma'mavashah, I wrote it down in my little book here. Ma'mavashah betoldos ur chayav. If you cook in a toldo ur, you're also chayav, even though the Ha'esh is no longer chayav. Even though the Ha'esh is no longer, shall we say, extant. So here, what is most significant, of course, is the issue of Yatzah lettuce. Once something is Yatzah lettuce, even though it's not Agave Ha'esh, if it can reach Yatzah lettuce anywhere in the blech, the din is Yachayv Bishon Bishon. That's a very significant halacha. And even if it would take a long time to eat Yatzah lettuce, often people ask me that. But it's not going to happen overnight. Agave Ha'esh, that will happen relatively quickly. But let's say on the other far corner, it may take 4 hours. It does not make a difference. The Poskim, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchus, brings this down very clearly. It's also found in Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud Aleph in the Mechaber, and the Mishnah Berurah has gotten some of Dalit, has gotten Peches. A number of times he mentions this idea of the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not reading it inside now because I just want to get back to our Gemara. And I also found it as well in Shulchan Aruch Harav. If you're interested, I'm very into Shulchan Aruch Harav since I started with Bishul and decided to use that saver and see exactly what he says. In Shin Yud Ches Sif Chav Dalit in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which the Mishnah Berurah calls Shulchan Aruch Agraz. Hagras stands for Hagon Rav Zalman, Rav Shneur Zalman Liadi. He calls it Shulchan Aruch Hagras. He quotes it kimat every other page in our Chayim. So he says over there, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that even if it takes a lot of time to get to Yatzah lettuce, you're not allowed to put it on the blech, as I said. And even, he goes even further. Let's say I say, I'm going to remove it before it gets to Yatzah lettuce. It takes 4 hours to get to Yatzah lettuce. No problem. I just want to warm it up, take the chill out. And I wanted to get, not to Yatzah lettuce, because that I know is Asa. So I'm going to remove it before it gets to Yatzah lettuce. It's Asa. Why is it Asa? Because what are we worried about? You might forget it. You might leave it there until it gets to Yatzah lettuce, and then Chazal, in effect...
How can someone actually judge if the blech is? Is that the whole touching thing?
Yeah. You can actually tell how hot... Just what that the Gemara says. The Gemara has two criteria for Yatzah lettuce. One criteria is that kreisel shatina b'nichveis bov. Now, I don't think you should... really do that test to see whether the poor fellow, the little guy, the little chap's stomach, the Gemara says, Kreisel Shotinok, his stomach will be burnt.
I think
Josh, you have to tell about the American government. It's I don't think we're going to go and test it on the kid's stomach. And the other, of course, is what the Gemara says, that Yado Shel Adam Nirtas means the hand of a person will recoil when you touch the item if it's so hot. What?
No,
we said, we mentioned already about months ago, there's an Achogas HaPoskim. I'm sorry? Correct. It's 102 degrees to 128 degrees. There are different Poskim, there are different Shiurim. We spoke about this a few months ago. Maybe even 2 months ago already. About what exactly Yatzah lettuce is. There are different Shiurim. Okay, I haven't listed over here. But it's basically 102 to 128 is correct. But the truth is that even again, I want to read you again the Lashon as well. Shinin Ches Yudalef. Afilu Ladiach Shok Tana and Shetafik Tzinasa Asim came with Yachad is Bashal Shama. Mr. Bruin says this as well, and therefore these are some of the halachas that relate to these three areas. Okay, I want to talk a bit about it a bit further, and I'm going to do it tomorrow. I just don't want to go any further because I don't want to get back to the I mentioned when you were not here the following. I said that I'm going to, after this sugi, which I hope will finish today, and it's not so complicated, we'll see with the Gemara and Erevin and the Rabbi and the Peretz. What? Ah. My Goldschmidt is always ready to Chazara, and he's actually usually right. He's always right, Rabbi Goldschmidt. But I have this Yetzahara to learn the Gemara Daf Tes. But ain't something else in the Gemara, what?
When you're in America, you have a week. Even though we're being live, we can still do that.
Okay. So maybe that is possible to...
What was that? The last 2 weeks, all
that
session, both Shavara, those 2 weeks, I think people did very well in.
What's in the Tiger Mitzvah book?
The last time
What about what's that?
Sorry, so I ordered it at the news of Tashbisu. It's broken every prat in the news of Tashbisu.
Every
prat in the news of Tashbisu, how to do it, when to do it, fully.
Okay, so what?
But then in question.
What not question to what we're learning?
Point is like this, you should.
No, I don't want to veto because Rabbi Goldschmidt is almost always right. Mamish 99% of the time. So maybe he's right. Maybe we should review this sugya, Sazma Abod Soshivara, to the end of what we're doing today, which we spent about 2 weeks on, maybe a little more than that even. You know, some of you, Rabbi Goldschmidt is probably correct. Maybe we should do that first. What do you say? You'll be able to get a kinyan on it. What?
Can't
you
know when she was gone?
Can't?
You won't know she was gone.
You can do it when I'm gone, but then it'll be farther away. It means I'm not leaving for another 2.5 weeks. It's not, right now the sugya is still
right
fresh.
Now. Right. So now you're just doing it.
What?
Right. So you still know it.
Instead of one,
I'm saying not me.
I don't know it. You should
have. Right.
Instead of 1 day chazara, we make it 1 day after 2 weeks.
So what should we do?
So Rishu should make a...
Should what?
Rishu should have a review question.
When should I do that? I personally don't know if I'm going to be able to do it tonight. I'll be very honest.
I'll make a good question.
You'd be able to? Is it sad that you're going to go? I'm just being realistic about my life. I'm not too realistic about my life in general, but I'm trying to be realistic. I thought I was going to write here the last hour, write the Mount Comus and did, but I did write a lot of them, but I was on the telephone for a good hour on this issue that I'm involved in, which is just terrible. I'm involved with many rabbanim and Mababi Chemish on the question of child abuse. Not just Mababi Chemish, it's in Chemish. So that's what I presently, I think I mentioned to Rabbi Goldschmidt a few times, unfortunately. Okay, and maybe there's something, I'll talk to you, Rabbi Goldschmidt. And Rabbi Zinkin spoke to me. He called me so many times.
What?
Yes, I have to. So I finally...
He sent him a message.
So I called him back. Rabbi Zinkin is having a bris tomorrow morning. Not here, in a place called Zville. So I told him, though, I want to come back to the yeshiva in time. So he said, no problem, it's going to be on time. Okay. But I think Rabbi Goldschmidt is right. In general, you should know Chazara, the Chazanish writes that Torah Lishma begins with Chazara. You know that German? Yeah. Torah Lishma begins with Chazara. Until you Chazara, you're not learning Torah Lishma. Uri, you hear that?
That's
Chazanish. Chazanish says it. Says it in one of his letters. And I understand what he said, because you want to make a Kenya, that which you know, you have to review it. Okay, so I probably will take Rabbi Goldschmidt's advice, which is always the good advice to take. And we'll Chazara the city. Fine. Today we're going to finish right now the Ramah Kamas, if you don't mind. I want to begin by again referring to the whole issue of Kavan and Mitzvahs. We saw in our Gemara here, and we'll go slowly. We saw in our Gemara that the Gemara discusses that you make a bracha on the lulav after you take the lulav into your hand. The Gemara is the kasha on top of the page here on Daf Zayin of days. The Gemara is the kasha from the language of Mesei. That's someone who makes the lulav. By the way, do we pass them like that? No. When do we make the Shechiyahu and the lulav? Let's say a person wants to make Shechiyahu when he makes the lulav. By the way, what does it mean to make the lulav? Does it mean to detach it from the tree?
Make the egg.
Correct, to make the egg. There's a machlokes in the Gemara in Sukkah and elsewhere, but the lulav requires egg. Masai, go ahead and bind all the meaning together. So we pass the lulav ain't tzarech egg. It's not required. Migradin. However, we do it. That's what the Gemara says in Sukkah. That's why we go ahead and make an egget. So that's called ha'osa lulav. So the person puts together all the meaning of the lulav. So it says to make a shechiyanu. It's, by the way, a chiddush gadol that you should make a shechiyanu at this point in time. What's the chiddush of this Gemara? If you make a shechiyanu ba'asiyas ha'egget. Well, what? You make a bracha on hechsher mitzvah. Why would I make a bracha on shechiyanu on hechsher mitzvah? For that matter, we have a similar Gemara, which actually we have right over here as well. Also, and we do not make a Shechiyanu, neither base asiyas alulav or base asiyas asukkah. We make a Shechiyanu when we take the lulav, we make a Shechiyanu when we sit in the sukkah. And it's understandable why, because at that point in time, we are in effect involved in the mitzvah itself, and not in the hefshem mitzvah.
What about Harrison?
What about Harrison? Harrison?
The Rambam
itself is a mitzvah, but most of Shalom hold as you just said. So what are you asking? About making Shechiyanu?
But you just said that we don't make a bracha on hefshem mitzvah.
We don't. Not a Shechiyanu. No. And actually, you don't even make the hefshem mitzvah, you don't even do the bracha of the Maisa mitzvah either. Whatever the case is, the Gemara says here. What?
When did the Rambam would you make a Shechiyanu by Bigger's Harrison?
But the question is whether in general you make a Shechiyanu on marriage. What's a Shechiyanu exactly going on? Okay, let's not discuss Shechiyanu. That's not really my interest right now at all. We get sidetracked. When you make a Shechiyanu, when you don't make a Shechiyanu, that needs separate treatment. You probably look it up in the Tiger Mrs. books, as I often mentioned. They have all the answers to everything, and you'll see what's going on over there. But back over here, the Gemara then says, also do that's a wrong Shechiyanu. The Torah lost his bow. Once you take it, as opposed to what? Bracha? Little asalulah. Because the language of the Torah as well clearly implies you are not yet yotzi the chiyuv. So the Gemara has a problem. So the Gemara answers, Shani Hassan, that here we're talking about where you already were yotzi the chiyuv. And the Braisa that says the Lashon of Lot says, the Torah Lot says, though, the Braisa uses the Lashon of Lot says because of other reasons. Namely, Shani Hassan, the Vita Dagmi Nothing Bay. Yahi Lot says, but Yasub of Ibarile, in a Hanami. And because of the same relation, Masukah, that's why the Rashi uses the Lashon of Lot says as well. But according to Hakam in the Gemara, and we saw here, Taysim Sophim, the Amasa Lot says, go read that Taysim also again. Lot says, Yasub Ibarile, so Taysim points out, that Lotzeis Mashma Shulah Yotze Adayim Vosim Etilah. That we understand. Lotzeis is the Lashon of the future. You haven't yet been Yotze. The Mashkach is like Shehovtov. You have been Mesukah. You turn it upside down. You invert the Yasuk. Then the Yotze El Dav Yidin Lotze. Oh, Shedetel Shulah Lotzeis Vosim Etilah. Ukadim Shehov Lotel Lulav in Tzokla Hofok in the Beer Shri. Kevin says something like that. Halo. Meshuv Shehov Lotzeis Lotzeis Vosim Etilah. So that's why you can do it. So Tzai says two words that he presents, one that we discussed already. One term says you take the lulav upside down, and by the way, don't stress. Taisin is inverting the lulav, not the esrog. It's very important, because Taisin's sukkah that we saw really talks about inverting what? Inverting the esrog. But Taisin here says, no, we invert the lulav. And the person who inverts the lulav is not being yotzei the chiyuv because it has to be kedarah kedilasan, and this is not kedarah kedilasan, and definitely not yotzei. Or he takes the lulav properly, Taisin says, but he has in mind that he has in mind not to be yotzei, as kavana, not to be yotzei lechiyuv with that netilah. And again, these two tirutzim are designed rather to explain the habit of the Gemara. And Taisa does not tell you this is how you should be knowing Allah al-Maisa. He doesn't tell you this is what you should do. He doesn't give you advice in terms of what a person should do Allah al-Maisa. However, in Masechta Sukkah, there in Taisa of Daf Mamates that we saw, so there Taisa actually presents these two shall we say, pieces of advice as halacha l'maisa. There he writes very clearly that this is what you should do. The Taisa Daf, Lama Tesla and Olive, that's what he suggests. As you recall, seeing the Taisa, I assume you did see it. And he gives you both of these pieces of advice. And one is, based on the Gemara in Sukkah Daf and Hamad Beis, that you should take it to Daf and Rasan. And I explained to you that that's one teretz. And the second teretz is the one that we want to talk about, that deals with the question, which is a much larger question of kavod and mitzvahs. We mentioned last week on Thursday, and this you're aware, as you learned Rosh Hashanah, for those who were here last year, which is a good segment of the Shia, that is there a need for kavod and mitzvahs in order to be yotzei the chiyuv of the mitzvah? The Gemara has a machlokes, but the mitzvah is kavod and mitzvah. Ain't is kavod. I'm sorry?
No, right?
What do you mean no?
We don't mean no.
That's not correct.
It's a
what?
It's a
general.
General.
No, I'm not getting to the yet. I'm thinking the general question. In general, the Gemara talks about it all over the shop. The mitzvah sittles kavanah or not. If you have the mitzvah sittles kavanah, obviously, if I take the lulav and I have in mind not to be yotzei, the mitzvah has to suggest here, and the sukkah lamed tes, then I'm not yotzei. If you have mitzvah sittles kavanah. Because obviously, I didn't have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. That's the lashon of tes over here. That means a person can make a bracha here, in the taste of the Farish. And the bracha he says over here is called Eivel HaSiyasan. But according to Manyama, it says, Mitzvah Zainchil Skavana, that means the moment you take the lulav, you are Yotzeh. Vidakri Nafi Bey, and at that moment you are Yotzeh, even if I don't have Kavana. So Tosis claims that even according to that Shita, that Mitzvah Zainchil Skavana, he claims that if a person would have Kavana, what you call negative Kavana, the term that you like the most. First, we have negative kavanah. Kavanah, not to be yotzei. The halacha is not yotzei. That's what Tosfos says here on the test, to be knowing halacha l'maisa, in order that the bracha should be said before the kiyum mitzvah. Okay, I just haven't said it yet, except I just summarized. And now, many Rishonim did not agree with this Tosfos. And I want to read Rabbi Peretz. And he's the one, yeah, what do you want to say, Joshua?
It's very good on negative kavanah to just know the mechanics a little bit. If someone picks something up with negative kavanah, and then after saying I'm God Yotze, does he have to keep it in his mind consistently until the very end until it's time for him to be Yotze, or can he say once I'm not Yotze and that's negative Kavana? Because otherwise I find it very difficult to keep in mind while saying the Brahma complete Kavana.
You're saying that as long as the Chatchila at the moment, I tell you,
yeah.
I asked this question. I'm very bothered by your question. I've asked it last week. I'm bothered by this for years. There's Vilna Gaon's, why did most of the world reject the Vilna Gaon's position, the Taisa position. Why do they reject it? The answer is
I'm asking to you.
I think that in order that the Vilna Gaon should be operative, namely that you have this negative kavanah in mind, you have to do it. Laura kalat bracha, and it's not so simple.
But if you find yourself with a little bit of in your head, did you
do nitiyah? A little bit of
in your head, did you do nitiyah?
You picked it up.
No, you don't. You don't pick it up. You're just having it in your head.
It's
in your head. They're in your head. Somebody puts them in your head. Whatever it is. And you're doing it to you. So as long as the first action of picking it up wasn't done with Kavanah, maybe you don't have to keep it in your mind the whole time.
Okay, maybe. I'm not sure. I think Josh's question is a good question. But I'm asking you again. So why did most of the Rishonim and the Bali Halacha reject this option of the Vilna Gaon? What part of that? By the Vilna Gaon.
It's hard to.
So I think there are two issues. One is what Menachem said. Even if Menachem is right, that you only have to have this at the beginning of the bracha, I think it's very difficult for people to have this kind of negative kavana when they pick up a little bit of esrog and they have in mind to be up to the mitzvah, that they have to go ahead and make either a formal statement or have a very clear direction in their mind mentally that they don't want to be yotzei. I don't think it's an easy thing to do. I think it's much easier to break the esrog. And that should not be, or the lulav, as Tosfos says. So it should be the darkened lulav, and thereby not be yotzei that way.
So that's the mashma that the second someone doesn't have negative kavanah, automatically it's assumed that the kavanah is now positive and he's yotzei.
No, I didn't say that. I may agree with Menachem that as long as at the very outset the brachas don't have positive kavanah, that's enough. You don't have to have this throughout the entire bracha.
What? Rashi doesn't
like
Menachem.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying to you that they were clearly, the Bali Halacha did not accept this position. I don't know too many people, except for those who are Hasidic Agro, who follow the Gaon's position. I don't think most of the world. Is anybody here involved in Gaon's position in this class?
You
have a Gaon's position. There's a big chassid about Bill Gaon. I don't think he follows that position. You'd read the answer like the whole world. But okay, good. So assuming that for a moment, I'm going to get to the parents. What?
Those who hold the Rosh, they do an action after making the
Rosh. What do you mean they do an action?
They make the Rosh. Did they do the
Rosh
right away, or did they do an action?
No, they just hold on to the
Luminasa. There's no action at all.
The action is holding on to the Luminasa. Midagbe, the Gemara said Midagbe. You have to lift up three tzvachim. Has been key in Agbo, and Agbo, Bechashem Mishpat, Abba Bekam, Abba Metzia. About Basa, I'm not sure. I don't think he does. Only he's holding on to it. I don't think so. I don't think that's the necessarily the practice.
So then according to that, you should have done it the entire time.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure myself. Okay, I want to be. The Rabbi the parents on page Chabalot. On page Chabalot, Rabbi the parents is worried about the problem that if you hold mitzvah and zilus kavana, so he claims, then even a negative kavana is not going to help you. That's his issue, basically. If mitzvah and tefillah is kavana, then the negative kavana is not going to help the kihuzah. That's what he says here. I'm reading the bottom line of page Chavalov, bottom right here in Kalev. The kosher. So I read the part before that just to be fair. All right. I read. Omer, it says here, Omer Ashbam, the Maribah, Omer, Shinobla, Linobla, the National Lotzitzba. The Avogad, the Omer, mitzvah and tefillah is kavana. So how do we live with stubborn? Is when we say this, mitzvah is kavana and yotzi anyway, that's only if there's no thinking one way or the other. Avuk should mefarish behedja. By the way, this sounds like you have to make a verbal statement. Not just negative kavana in my head, but I have to verbalize, according to what the rabbi and the parent says. Should mefarish behedja, I have to go and make a formal statement, the miskavin shalom lasispo.
So it has to be before.
Yes, of course. They have in mind not to be yotze. Vade lo yotze. Vashe namidicha da ve'eva lasi yosan. So I'm not sure, by the way, that is the case. Everyone who holds like the Vilna Gaon's Eitza, they make a formal statement? Does Avishai David make a formal statement? No.
Would that not.
What?
Would that apply during Abraham also?
To what?
When you say Shema during Brachos.
What do you mean Shema during Brachos?
One rabbi in TVC said that when you're supposed to do, when you say Shema Yisrael during brachos, you have.
Wait, what are we talking about during brachos?
Yeah,
Kabbalah. Oh, Kabbalah, I'm not referring to. Yeah. I mean, in the morning, the Shema that people say in the morning because they're worried about business, not Kriya Shema.
So
what did he say?
Negative Kabbalah, so you don't.
Negative Kabbalah, that what you don't want to be Yotze in the Kriya Shema at that point in time, if you're going to say Kriya Shema Bizma, for sure.
Right. Isn't that true as well?
What?
By the
rights, for sure, Kriya Shema. In the rights, we assume that Eli is right. The mitzvah is kavana. Okay, but here, what he says that you have to formally, verbally articulate the fact that you have to take the kavana. I don't think this is necessarily something which is accepted by everyone. Tais does not mention it. Tais does not say it. But anyway, he says Shema first, man. Fine. I continue. The kasha. Here's the question that Rabbi the parents asks. Yes, the kasha. Even if I have kavana not to be yotze, I'm yotze anyway, so it doesn't help me. You come also. And maybe before we go further, let's just read the Gemara in Erevin, just to make sure that all of us are on the same page. The Gemara in Erevin here, the Mishnah. Let's start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us. It talks about a person, as we said, who finds tefillin in the field on Shabbos. He can't carry them because of Isur Otzah. However, he can put them on. And if he puts them on, he can bring them into the city Derech Malbush. So we'll see, the Mishnah says, Amot tefillin, Machdis, and Zug Zug. Zug Zug means one on his head and one on his arm. The way he wears it in the course of the week, and then after he finishes bringing one in, then you bring the other one in until both are brought in. By the way, the Mishnah does not say just two pair of tefillin. You can go ahead, and if there are 30 pair of tefillin, you can continue. Back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth. As many times as you like. The Mishnah goes on to say, he says no. He claims that Zug Baruch, Zug Bezorah. The Gemara, and this, I don't want to get into all the details here, which are not necessary for us. The Gemara then goes on to tell us that this issue depends upon a fundamental machlokes. The Tanakhama holds that every time you can put in, you can put on one zug of tefillin, one on your hand, one on your rosh. Nobody else says only two zugas of tefillin, two on your hand and two on the rosh. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah. So the Gemara Tanakhama pays. The Gemara explains what the machlokes is, where the brackets are. You see on the bottom of the page. Leba b'derashmua b'rav yitzchak b'chukin. The Gemara says, what's the Yisrael machlokes? The Gemara thought that the Tanaim argue on the question whether mitzvah is kavana or not. Leba b'derashmuel Tanakama lesson Hashmua b'yitzchak. The Gamliel Israel Hashmua b'yitzchak. Who's Hashmua b'yitzchak, by the way? He's the one who said you have room on your head to put two pair of tefillin. If they're small, you actually can put two pair of tefillin on your head in the right place. Again, this, what's that fellow's name in the kiddo? Who's on my case regarding, what?
Yaakov
Grun. Yaakov? Grun.
Grun.
G-R-U-N. Rabbi Yaakov Grun. So he's always on my case. I've discussed with a number of people already here about putting on tefillin in the right place. People, he told me, are not too makbid. Not the people this year, I assume we are makbid. But there are some shanala people, and not some adakbid. Where do you put on the tzol shirosh? Where are you supposed to put on the tzol shirosh, by the way? Where exactly you put it on?
Your head.
I understand.
Sorry,
Dr. said to you, we're good to lie. Is where exactly you put it on the head?
Where
exactly?
Over there.
Over there exactly?
Over there.
I'll slide you over the hairline, which is the Gemara calls him enough as the Makam. The soft part, the ever, I don't know if you ever went ahead and tried to feel babies' heads. I've done it many, many times. And I have the chance to do it because I have grandchildren. So therefore, I can go ahead and feel exactly the soft part of the head. There is actually a distinction between that area and the other areas around it. So that's what the Gemara says you're supposed to put it. So people have to be abducted. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Yeah, so many people have mirrors in their tefillin or some sort of other reflecting devices that you could actually see, because they're not yotzei, the tefillin's in the wrong place.
How do you know there's such stuff actually is now?
It's right where, generally where, as the David said a moment ago, right at the border of the hairline. That's where it is.
Isn't it where the back point of the tefillin
is supposed to be? I'm not talking about that now. I'm discussing over here. I discussed the you are correct, you said the back as well.
You say the back.
How far back is Tanchosh?
Oh, the back, I mean, because Isaac Bisman, 50 years ago, when people wore these massive, monstrous tefillin, there was a problem. But today, the size that we have is not a problem. It doesn't go past the area. Okay, I'm not discussing that right now. The Gemara says that one thing he was, the Machlokes is really holding this halacha or not. Is there a makom to put on in the Shavosh two tefillin or not? Good. The Gemara says no. Well, the Kuli Alma Yisus or Shulam Yitzchak, everyone holds that. So what's the man being machlokes? Well, how come Shabbos man tefillin to Vitzchak? Tanakama sover Shabbos man tefillin, or Kuli sover Shabbos lasso man tefillin. Okay, another passing machlokes, but here's the one I'm interested in. Ibai is saying the Kuli Alma Shabbos man tefillin. Shabbos is his man tefillin. Well, how come the mitzvah is kavanah to Vitzchak? And then the Gemara explains what the machlokes is. Tanakama sover lotse is body kavanah. Tanakama says that in order to be yotze, you require kavanah. Rav Gamliel says, "No, you don't require kavanah." So, according to my neighbor, he says, "Mitzvah is ain't shiras kavanah." So, a person can be yotzei the chiyuv until even without having what? Without having kavanah, there's no need to have kavanah, and that's the case when he puts on two zugos of tefillin. As the Gemara is going to explain, actually, in a moment, what is the over on that? It's over about Tyson, because if you hold the mitzvah don't require kavanah, yotzei without kavanah, and now when I put on two different pair of tefillin, which is what's being suggested by Rav Gamliel. So then the halacha is a maybe about tzeis, but then what should be also? If you hold that way, but mitzvah sichas kavana, then you're not yotzei tefillin without kavana. I must have kavana to be yotzei mitzvah tefillin. If that's the case, they consider to be what? A tashit. That's what Rishayim say over here. Therefore, there's no iser putting on more than one pair. That's how Rashi learns, and that's how the game goes. I'm going to read this Rashi right now. What?
Can they switch?
What do you mean switch?
Isn't the Tana Kama here saying you need kavanah? And the Rambam
says
you don't need kavanah?
According to
that, they should switch.
Yes,
Rashi.
So Rashi, correct. That's the Rashi I'm talking about.
Rashi.
I want to read the Rashi. That's why I'm reading the Rashi. Rashi says here, I'm starting from the Rashi, it says Tana Kama Sabar, Mitzvah Sivas Kavanah. You have that? Ellie? שהעושה מצווה צריך שיהיה אחד עם בו. ונדעו המצווה יתה על כבון, והוא גם זוג יכול אין תפלו. So when it's yata kavana, so you're not yotzim without kavana, so therefore one zug is permissible, and one that's not permissible, because of the problem we just said of Baal Tosin. He mechavim the mitzvah, once you mechavim to a mitzvah, he can Baal Tosin, mechad. Then you have Baal Tosin, with one of the pair of tefillin. Do you love mechavim the mitzvah? But if you're not mechavim to any mitzvah, tabayim masu nino. Both of them are a masli. Masli means what?
Burden.
A burden, something that you carry. They ain't come mitzvah, there's no mitzvah. So now Rashi explains the two shittas. Now, Leel Sava mitzvah is Hilz Kavana, Hilkach, mitzvah ikra, Baal Tosin Vakra. If your mitzvah don't require Kavana, it means you're Mechavi. Yotzim mitzvah ikra without having Kavana. So again, then when you put on two pairs of tefillin, as Rashi says, it's going to be a problem. Hilkach, mitzvah ikra, Baal Tosin Vakra, they ain't never Baal Tosin, you can't stop the mitzvah. Unless you're Mechavi the mitzvah, you're not Baal Tosin. Is the alone is coming. He did not come on it. Well, b'chol chad, amri, ha'in the mitzvah. And each one, you can say, that's the one that's for the purpose of the mitzvah. We'll leave him the gamin lomar. What does that mean? My heart?
Stutters.
What does it mean, my heart stutters? I have a suffix, Rashi says. Kem b'lav tashin ninu. Nami, nid b'al tesev leko. Okay, even though it's not a tashin, so even though there's no b'al tesev, Yisr Shabbos, b'yodo paka. What about Yisr of Otsoa and Shabbos? Well, like on the name of the Kuliyam of Tashid, you can't say, quote, everyone, it's a Tashid. You can't find the Kama, my Osar, Lo the Chavim, Lo the Tzar. If you hold it's a Tashid, why the Tanakama, well, you say it's Osar, don't have Kavana, and it should be Osar. Well, like on the name of the Nami, Tanakama, Lo Abi Tashid, when we have a Tashid, maybe that's the Machlokes, one says it is a Tashid, one says not. In Kay, look at Pultai Vachi, the Gemara should have said it. The Yod, Hanu Pultai, the eldest man. Belazman, that's the Gemara earlier. And therefore, nearly nothing has seen it. So he says the following: Tanakama Sava mitzvah in Shilas Kavana. And therefore, if you don't require Kavana, you have to mitzvah without Kavana. And if that's the case, says Rashi, Ukuliyama Tashine. It's a Tashin that's a little came in India and mapping the Chavasa, Nava with Kavana. Since, as far as being Yotze Luchi, you can be Yotze without Kavana, the Indian Baltesi Nami, I've got from the Chavin of the mitzvah, Ika, Baltesi. Even though you're not the Chavin, the mitzvah, the still about Tesev came with his man Tzvildu. But when Leo saw about Tzvildu's Kavana, thus they have also, since you need Kavana to be also the mitzvah, he'll come about Tzvildu, and I'm going to have the Mechavim the mitzvah. So what exactly is the Gemara here suggesting, according to the way Rashi and Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara, in fact, is saying the following. The Gemara is saying that, really, the whole issue, the Tanayim argue on the Machlokes of the mitzvah is Kavana. That's really very, very partial what the Gemara says. If you hold the mitzvah, ain't a tefillin kavana, then the yotze, the chi, the tefillin without kavana, and therefore when I put on two pair of tefillin, I'm over here about tesev, and it's awesome. You hold mitzvah, tefillin kavana, I'm not yotze without kavana, and therefore it's what Rashi calls it a tashit, and therefore there's no issue in putting on more than one pair. That's the first shot to the mark. Yes?
Isn't Rashi saying that the last of that, that if you don't, if it's a tefillin kavana, you can't put on multiple pairs of tefillin, but it's not the
over about those, even if you
had
Kavanah.
Rashi says,
"Rabbi,
the one
that
holds,
where
multiple
is
strong
is
the one that holds,
yeah, answer goes Kavanah." No, the other way around. He also thinks the other way. That's the first thing he said is doubtful. Suffolk. Beginning Rashi says Suffolk. He said that Mitzvah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mitzvah's answer goes Kavanah. But he didn't like that, so he changed the shot.
Correct. And I'm referring to the shot that Rashi changed, correct? And the way I understand Rashi, I think he says exactly what I just said. That if, again, that mitzvahs, Rashi says, ain't tzvichas kavana, but then the halacha is, it's a tashit. Because I'm yotzi without kavana. So never if I put on two pair of tefillin, there's baal tosef. And that's also. If you hold, however, mitzvahs, tzvichas kavana, Rashi says, so then what does that mean? I must have kavana to be yotzi the mitzvah tefillin. And they are called to be a tashit. Therefore, there's no mitzvah putting on more than one pair. And that's what Rashi said.
Right, so why does the Tanakhama say one pair?
I'm sorry?
Why does the Tanakhama say one pair? Tanakhama says one pair.
Because he holds.
Tanakhama holds according to the Gemara, it says Ba'i Kavana, and the Gemara says no Ba'i Kavana.
There's a switching of the gears. That's what Rashi does. I mean, he has no choice but to switch the gears. But okay, that's the first year, so the Gemara. But then the Gemara says, Iba Yisema, I'm on the next page now. Iba Yisema, the Gemara says, Kuli Alma, Lo Tseis, Lo Boy Kavana. You want to be Yotse, you don't require any Kavana. What's the argument? Because the Gemara says that even if everyone agrees that there's no need for kavana in order to do what? To be kind the mitzvah, but it's possible that you need kavana in order to be everyone what? Balteisim. That's the machlokes tanoim, whether I need kavana in order to be Abraham Baal Teisim or not. That's what Gemara says here in the Iba Yisema. That's how Rashi also explains this Iba Yisema. And that is the issue that the Gemara deals with. So there are really two different approaches that the Gemara has. Now back to Avinu Peretz. So Avinu Peretz over here asks on this Teisim that we just learned, the Teisim is the color between what he calls kavana stomis and a kavana mefurish not to be yotze. There are two types of kavana. One is stam, where a person has a stam kavana, and the other where a person has a kavana lo lotzes. If there is such a distinction between kavana stomis and a kavana lo lotzes, so then the Gemara should not have, because I'm in the parent, the Gemara should not have gone over to be done in the issue of Baal Tesef. If there's a distinction between, see, look at his lashon again. I'm reading lashon of the parents. I'm starting at the bottom line of page Kaf Aleph. The kasher, the perek hamotzi tefillin mashma, the afilu who misgaben shelo latzeis, become a gom yatzer. Negative kavana doesn't do anything to you. Become a hasam. What does that vav Aleph Aleph stand for? What? I'm sorry. Iba Yisema, very good, exactly. The verse says Iba Yisema. The Kuliyama Lassis Bala Boy Kavana. The author Baltosa Fligi. Iba Yisema, the Miskavin Shalassis Bala Yatsa. Hamai Maniach Shitosa del El. The Lomar the Baltosa Fligi. Why did he reject the first Shita, the Iba Yisema? And now claims, what's the Machlokes regarding Baltosa? Lema, why don't we just say, the Vimitsis, committed with the Vimitsis Hilas Kavana? That they argue goof on this question. Hey, Chal Yom Hashem Rotsa Lassus Bo, where the guy says, I don't want to be Yotze, I have negative Kavana. So now, why don't we say the argument is, where a guy makes such a statement about negative Kavana, let him argue, the mitzvah is Kavana or not. Ella, midlo Kavana. He says he didn't say that. Shema minot, Kul Yom Yotze, Afil Miskavish Lassus Bo. Means the Gemara should have said, this is a very plausible suggestion, whatever the parent says. Let the Gemara say, where a guy makes a formal statement that I don't want to be Yotze, I'm going to have negative Kavana. Now the question is, do we say Mitzvah is Kavana? Mitzvah is Kavana. The Gemara does not say that. Mashma, that even if I have negative Kavana, so then in the parents, what do we assume? Yotze. Him came, Hadron, Kushka, Adukhda. So then the original question comes back. The original question that he asks, that the Gemara is Mashma, that negative Kavana doesn't do anything. I mean, the Kul Gavin the Gavin the Peretz, what he wants to present, the following explanation. He claims that everyone really is modem, that mitzvahs don't require kavana. But the Mishnah is talking about a case where a person had in mind negative kavana. And the Talmudim argued, does that kavana help or not? And the fact that the Gemara does not say that, so what does that show you? That if you hold mitzvah and seals kavana, even if I have kavana, mefurush, not to be yotze, I'm yotze anyway. The fact that Gemara does not present this machlokes. Everyone understand what the parent says? He argues that the Gemara should have said this. The Gemara should have said explicitly that the argument is where I make a statement about negative kavana, I have in mind not to be yotze, and the argument is what mitzvah is kavana or not. Why did the Gemara say that? It's a very good question. Since the Gemara did not say that, mashma said in the parents, that even if I have in mind not to be yotze, it doesn't help. I'm still yotze. Is this raya good raya? I don't think so either. Why not?
That being yotze is the same as baltosa. The Gemara never is talking about whether or not you'd be over a baltosa. And we're trying to say that you'd be yotze. possible that if you have negative kavanah, I'm not doing this specific mitzvah, you're not over a maltosif, but you're still, you might be over a maltosif, but you might not be
yosef. What's the chil between maltosif and in our situation? For maltosif, what are you saying? What's required? What are you saying? Again, say it again.
No kavanah at all, just the action.
So no, basically you're saying to be able to maltesin, you just do it. Once you do something, you're able to maltesin. Once you do the mitzvah mitzvah, even without any human, even a person is able to maltesin once you do an action. Once you do an action, you're able to maltesin. Why? Because you did something. Once you did something, so they're able to maltesin. Even if what? Even if you had negative karma. Even with negative kavanah, I'm over baltesiv. I agree with Nachum. I think you're 100% right. That baltesiv, even with negative kavanah, I'm over baltesiv. However, if you hold mitzvah zilus kavanah, then what does that mean? The kavanah becomes what? An integral part of the mitzvah itself.
Even if you say mitzvah lachzir zilus kavanah, because I think that even if you say lachzir zilus kavanah, right, then negative kavanah would still cancel out the mitzvah.
Correct, exactly. But again, I'm saying according to Manyama, much easier. But you're saying according to the other Manyama. According to Manyama, Mitzvah's Kavana, what does it mean, Mitzvah's Kavana? Kavana is an integral part of the Mitzvah Mitzvah. Without Kavana, you're not Yosef Mitzvah. If you're not Machavim to Mekayim of Mitzvah, the Mitzvah is not called the Mitzvah Mitzvah. You are Mekayim of Mitzvah. And of course, you are the Baltesiv. Mashiach is not the Baltesiv. There, just the Maisa Mitzvah alone, it's sufficient to be having about Tesla. But the whole Raya is no Raya. Very funny Raya he brings out in the parents.
I thought it was a question.
That's his Raya. His Raya is. No, it's Raya. I mean, Raya to the original Kasha, because you'll look at that. That's what he's doing. He's bringing a Raya, the very fact that the Mark doesn't represent it in the fashion that it does. Yeah, what do you want to say?
I think I'm going to miss something in the Raya. Why exactly would we expect the Gemara to bring something that's not Maholos? Maybe they all agree that negative
Kavanah is not going to be Kavanah. That's his point. It's clear from here that they all agree that negative Kavanah would not be the mitzvah.
So why does that prove you can't have negative Kavanah? If you can get your Kavanah, that's what you can have negative
Kavanah? No, then it won't make it into Maholos. Not that it won't make it into Maholos, but then it won't make it into Maholos.
So why
should it won't make it into Maholos? It won't get you out of Maltesa, being that you were still Yosef as well, meaning that if you were to do it by little, you would have been Yosef before you said the bracha.
So why wouldn't the Gemara bring this up? We all agree on it. I don't understand. What are you saying? What would be the machlokes?
No, he's saying the machlokes would be where a person has in mind not to be Yosef. You have the so-called negative kavanah. And now the question is, does that negative kavanah help or not? The Gemara should have said that. And that would be the machlokes. That's right, exactly. Why did you say that? That's right, fine, exactly. Another Yibayi Sema.
So then,
why did you say that?
The answer to this question is simple. There's no focus on the matter. And I don't understand why he's even considering that as proof. The fact that they didn't bring it seems to say, show that there's
no focus.
No, but he wants to say, the fact that Gemara doesn't say that it proves that if you hold mitzvah and zilus kavanah, even if I have negative kavanah, I'm still Yosef Achiv.
Or we could just say that they both agree that you are
okay, but he's not
just
a Caesar.
Why can't you say that just as easily?
How would you say that? I don't understand how you would say that. What he says to me makes a lot of sense, except for the fact that I don't see the analogy between these two areas, between Baltesiv and the other area. Okay, but I think.
Right, so that's why the Gemara doesn't bring it up.
If they both agree, then that wouldn't explain my thoughts.
I'm not saying it should explain the whole thing. I'm saying he's saying that don't bring it up.
It wouldn't make sense. I can't do it. Because otherwise, it's not a couple would just said walk home the entire way. But if our way is like, see what's come out or not, stop, without negative command. Right? Just say that according to Tanakh, you should walk home the entire time. It's like, I'm not using this of John.
See, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I think I've been a parent's suggestion is not a good suggestion. I think it can answer his question. His question was, why did Gemara say that according to everybody, mitzvah is his kavana, and the machlokes tanoim is if I have a negative kavana. I'll tell you the answer to the question. Having Gemara said what he suggests, that the question is whether negative kavana works or not, then the Gemara cannot have explained with that the machlokes tanoim legabe baltesiv. There'd be no explanation legabe baltesiv, because even if you hold the negative kavana undoes the kiyama mitzvah, but the maisa is still a maisa. Correct? I did a maisa mitzvah. So it could be a maltesiv. You see what I'm saying? If I still did a Maisa Mitzvah, even with Negev Kabbalah. Once I did a Maisa Mitzvah, it's a Maisa Mitzvah which is Sholem, I'm not even about to say it. I imagine that's why the Gemara did not present his suggestion that this is the Machlokes. So the whole Raya really is not a good Raya that it brings against Tosfos. Does anyone understand what I'm talking about? You're all looking at me with blank faces.
Mm-hmm. You just said, didn't we just say that Rabbeinu Peretz said it should have been in between steps? So what
that's
it,
right.
So what does Matosif come in?
No, because the Gemara here in the Arabin.
The Gemara is Matosif, so Rabbeinu Peretz is saying before it brings in Matosif.
Before it brings it in. Okay, that's not how
it's understood. That's what the between step is, isn't it? It should have been in between, that's his point.
Okay. Maybe what you said is correct. Okay, the Maisa, the Gemara explains that what the argument of the Tanayim, but this is Yichus Kabbalah.
No,
the Gemara is saying that.
Isn't the
Maskana
Gazman?
The
Maskana
what?
We said at the beginning.
No, not
all the way back
in the beginning,
but just
the
back.
Right, the Machlokes is
one of
the
mitzvahs
don't require
Kabbalah. No, Rashi says, Shabbos Man,
no, what are you reading here? I'm talking about the Maskana of the Gemara. Maskana of the Gemara.
I'm talking about, I don't know if we Rashi says there, they asked the question of Meir, they asked in Rosh Hashanah about the Eitei Sukkos, should you get Malkus? They say no, because it's not Tzman, and that's what the real Malkus is at.
That's not what Gemara is saying. The Maskana of the Gemara here, as I understood.
He also the Rosh Meir, Zuk Efa, Nami Lo, Nami Lo, Nami Lo, but what are the Yashin Mishmini Vesukkos? Also the Yoga, also the person of Eitei Sukkos, should get Malkus.
Rather,
she says that the
Shabbos
is
man,
the
last
of the
Shabbos
is man.
Okay,
it's the end
of the brackets.
Right, regarding whether it's mine or not. Right, but Rashi goes back to the beginning of
it. Yeah, I would think more Sabbath than just go back to step four.
If the Gemara says whether you need
the step before means the step whether you need Kabbalah or not.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. Correct.
But the Gemara says
Kabbalah
when it's not
Tzman. Yeah, I understand.
But no,
that's right. The Gemara says when it's Tzman, correct?
When it is Tzman.
Yeah, when it is Tzman, correct.
Not Tzman, that's what the whole question comes at.
So
what's the argument then, the Maskana?
Maskana is that we're arguing whether it's Zman Tefillah and then
within Zman Shabbos. Is it Zman
Tefillah? And within that, if you say it's Zman, then you have an issue.
Then we have the answer. I think it's a Tuesday.
That negative kavana, shall we say, works.
But in the other negative parents verses and Raya is a very weak negative.
What?
Raya is very weak.
Yeah, it's a weak Raya. It's a very weak Raya. But it certainly is not so posh that negative kavana works. Okay, fine. That's one. That's right, correct. Number two, I wanted to get to the issue of sukkah. I must finish this thing. The Rambam Hilchos Sukkah. I told you, I referred to Rambam Hilchos Sukkah. Yeah, I'm telling you. Rambam says that a very, very striking Rambam, one of the most famous Rambams in Mishnah Torah. And there's the issue of Ovel Asiyasa by Sukkah, correct? Hello. What is the Rambam Shita by Sukkah? How does it Ovel Asiyasa? Only if you do what? By Sukkah, by the Shiva of the Sukkah. Rambam Shita is, when is it Ovel Asiyasa? Only if you do what? When you're standing. Rambam says you have to stand. The Bracha is made by Amidah, a strange Rambam. Look here in Parag Vamalachi Beis, you have in front of you. Calls man shenifra zayshem asukah kol shiva. Bavar kadam sheyeshem asher ki nishan besos zayshem zayshem asukah. Skipping a little bit. Nimtza mekadesh memuma. The kiddush is made now. Ba'amida. Bavar zayshem asukah biyoshem. So I'm telling you, what the Rishon is doing this Rambam, they, I don't know how to describe it. They pulverized the Rambam. Pulverized it. Rambam's a fellow also. And the Kiddush is made by Amida, the brought Elisha Basuka, and then you sit. So the Rambam says, first of all,
we do.
Who's we?
We.
He has a very, very royal statement, but we is a Sadiq of Machlokes and Machaber Amon Shulchan Aruch. So it's not we. It's a particular group of people, perhaps. But look at one second before you get to the week. Before you get to the week. I love this week. We. If you look in the, if you look here in the Rambam, on this Rambam, the Rambam is massacre of the Rambam. There are different attacks on the Rambam from different directions. But the Rambam says no, that even after you sit down, it's still called Oivel Asiyasa. As long as you didn't do what?
Eat.
Correct. As long as you didn't eat, it's still called Oivel Asiyasa. Batam.
That seems, that doesn't seem like a
chila
the way you said that.
One second. I don't know what you got that
idea.
I don't agree with you. I don't disagree with you. But the mitzvah is... The pasuk says in Chumash basukos teishu shivasyon. You know the word teishu means?
You shall dwell.
Thank you. Had the Rambam interpreted the word teishu?
You shall
correct.
Dwell. You
the Rambam's interpretation is absolutely mechudash. The Rambam's interpretation is mechudash. Like, just like the Rambam interprets Asher Yerushalayim Yisechal, what does that mean? Happy are those who sit in your house. Which of course no one interprets like that. And the Rambam writes in the Sri Lanka, I've told you this a thousand times already, that Shai Yeshiva Shom Yiskiya Mitzvahi, sitting in a shul is a part of the Mitzvah Shenemar, Ashrei Yoshrei Mesecha. But what's the real pshat in Ashrei Yoshrei Mesecha? Happy are those who dwell in the house. Says the Rambam, so too, Basukas Teshu Shivasyam. What is the real pshat in Basukas Teshu? Dwell, if that's the case, the whole yeshiva is al das achila, because when Hashem ochel over the mitzvah hu be'emes. How do you turn the emes to into the emes? Definitely that's boycha. Be'emes means achila. Avada v'achila. So the Rambam shita is that even after you sat down, the brachas eivel asiyasa, as long as you didn't begin to eat, the mitzvah is to live in the sukkah. Any type of living dwelling is believed comes to expression by achila, this ikra mitzvah, and that's what the Rambam takes care of the Rambam. Goodbye, Rambam. Yes, what do you want to say?
According to the Rambam, can you have negative kavanah?
Did you have what?
Negative kavanah.
Where? By the sukkah?
Yes.
Negative kavanah will be again the same thing like said by Lula.
Yes.
By the gold says, by the what's negative kavanah? That I'm not really sitting here. That to me is very difficult.
I'm not holding the pizza.
You hold the Zelda sock. Same thing.
Mr. Shurugufo is probably more difficult.
That's what I think. But he's saying the same as the Lulav and Esau. What's the difference?
Lulav is also big enough.
What?
Lulav is also big enough.
What? That's exactly what he's saying. It's also big enough. What's the difference? Lulav and Esau and Yeshiva is so good. I hear the question. I don't know. He doesn't mention it. I do know one thing. That others are also calling in the Rambam. And according to that, when it says Yeshiva Besukkah, it simply means not sitting in the Sukkah physically as the Rambam said, but rather means, as we just said, to dwell, to live, to remain. So therefore, if a person is standing in the Sukkah, are you a kind of mitzvah? Of course you are. You're in the Sukkah. Correct? The mitzvah is Basukkah Sanctuary Shiva. The Rosh say very clearly, the Rosh writes like this in Sukkah, if I'm not mistaken. The Rosh writes in Sukkah, Basukkah Sanctuary means Basukkah's Tisharu. Basukkah's Tehenu. Basukkah's Tisakvu. Basukkah's Tamtino. Basikos Tishu. I don't know, I'm trying to think of Hebrew words. It means remain in the Sukkah for that period of time. So if that's the case, it doesn't make a difference whether you sit or you stand. The halacha is there's no din you have to make a bracha tafkid before the yeshiva. And that's what the Ritva says.
So
the
Ritva, I'm talking
here, one second. The Ritva is exactly saying that. The Lashon, let me just read the Lashon of the Ritva here. I'm reading in the middle. Shane Tzarek with Lord Muhammad, Kedei Shetei Bracha Kedei Vasi Yasa, Ki Bechol Mitzis Hanim Shachas, Tfilin, he sits in the Sukkah Bechol Yajzimem, Al Misha Yisrumem, Anayim Nikra, Oyu Vasi Yasa, Velo Yikpidol, Lafuk Delakak Vasi Yasa, I skip, Ula Shom Leishi Vasukka, She Tiknu Midracha, Eino Loshin Yeshiva, Ela, Loshin Iku Vidira, as in terms of the word Vasukka Stage Room, So what? Like the Rambam. Still, no, I don't agree. It's not like the Rambam. Incorrect. Wrong. Totally wrong. That's exactly. I want to get out of your head. The Rambam is not the Ritva. The Kiyas Kvot Kagom.
You interpret the word Yoshev the same way. That's what I meant.
Yes, but the Rambam is stressing something totally different. Good. Baruch Hashem. That's your right. Good.
I take responsibility
in my numbers. One second. He's a fine guy. Anyway, but he says, Lashon Iko Bedira. Ulashon Akasa Basu Vesation. Beata says, the Ritva. Yochel Eishim Asuka. Ubisadi Bechasa Lakon Shuv Yushav. Vishaloki Dibi Aram Zal. But the Ritva makes a lot of sense to me. And by the way, it seems to me the Ritva is almost saying, like the Rav Yo. That's why Yatachaza. The Rav Yo, we quoted it a week ago. What does the Rav Yo say? Excellent. That the Rambam, that the Ritva holds that if I have a mitzvah that is a mitzvah ha
mshaches.
Duration. Thank you. Nachum, you are on the ball, as always. So the halacha is going to make a bracha, b'shas asiyah. And now we're going to find out. Although, here maybe you'll argue what Yitzchak said a second ago. Maybe the Ritva is only saying it with the evidence. I don't know, because he says here, Loic Pido. You know Loic Pido sounds to me like?
Loic
Pido. What?
Well, the whole thing.
How do you tell Loic Pido?
How can you possibly say
that? Not so
Makri.
How can any Rishon say that?
If you did it, we'll be okay with it. But like,
how can any Rishon say that over the top? Pido means actor.
How much is that for the event?
Anyway, this is a very important Rambam and Rambam. Yes, what do you want to say? Yo.
This all for the Rambam is all Rukhila, right?
That's right.
With the Evan, he holds you as long as, especially Sukkah, he says Sukkah, the contingent. You can take
yeah. But the Chatzila, the Rambam Shita is like that. That was very interesting. You know, one second, let's go back and take a poll over here. Who here says Kiddush on Friday night, the Yeshiva, and who says the Avila?
For the
kiddush. But who says it be yeshiva?
For the drinking or the kiddush?
The kiddush be yeshiva, with the exception of ayachulum. Don't get me involved by ayachulum. I got to say this and all that. But I'm talking the kiddush. So who said the kiddush be yeshiva over here on Friday night? Just Jacob.
It's a shivish.
I cannot believe it. What do you mean shivish? It's a klor halacha. It's a klor ramah. He follows ramah. So why does that nobody here? What are you all svardim? What are you all svardim? What do you do? Doesn't start stands. He's right, and the Mechaber also stands. But you guys aren't svardim. You guys are Ashkenazi. So why? What do you do, the Germans?
I don't know. Your mom says to sit, but my father.
He stood.
Wow.
What do you say?
Stand.
You stand? You stand also, Rafi?
Yeah.
You stand? You stand?
We stand. We sit down. We stand up for the first.
What do you stand up for? Which part?
We stand.
For my cool.
We make the rumble. We sit down.
No, there's not a portion. You follow up. What was it? Something.
Of
course I stand. I stand. My father show stood. That's why I stand. Yo, what do you do? Jerry, what do you do?
Stand.
You stand also. Pella, no, Father Chi, you also stand. How come nobody follows the Rambam here?
I think it's
it.
Halfway. What
did he say?
It's halfway.
He said, what do you mean he says halfway?
I mean, like,
what's the Shaka? Pella answer.
I don't know what.
The Pella answer.
What's
the Shabbos
day?
Shabbos day, I'm very knocked with the sit.
Why do people stand? Is there
I don't know, there's no bucket for it.
Why not? What's wrong?
Is anyone allowed me to chus on that?
No. I am knocked with the sit for Shabbos Kiddush, but why? Because, what's the reason why I sit for Shabbos Kiddush?
We're concentrated.
People don't think they have the set. People don't think they have the set.
No, because there's a din of kriyas. The halacha is you come back, kiddush makom suda, there's a kviyas, you have to sit down. How can you not sit for kviyas? What? People understand because they, you know, kiddush are always on the run, and they're busy, they want to make sure they don't miss any cake, you can build a fish and liver and chop there. Isn't that right, Jeremy? Yeah. But other than that, you should sit for Shabbos.
People told you see Shabbos kiddush all the time today.
I never in my life saw it. Never! Until I went to kiddush. I got a kiddush. People, I never make kiddush in my life on Shabbos morning standing. Lo shamanu, lo rin, lo rakazim yolam. I nodded to the law. But the law didn't go to kiddush. It was our my father sat. So people only do it because they want, they're always on the run, they want to get that chopped liver or that herring they might miss, or someone like Grammy could call them, etc. Yeah, Josh.
Well, if someone's father stands on Shabbos day,
what, but why is he standing on this? Why? Is there a reason why he...
Regardless, if someone's father has very not been on standing for some reason, that...
Why? Why? What's the reason?
He probably doesn't know. Very mocking. So, I very strange in hugging, but this is, let's say, one of the very mocking to stand, so it's very...
Do what your father does. What am I supposed to say? I want to get...
But should I continue that when I...
Well, when you get married, it's Hashem, a year or two. So thank you.
It's not
going to
be 23 yet.
I can't hear.
It's not
going to be
23 yet.
That's true. It's 3 or 4 years.
So, 21.
Okay, so as I thought it would be in a year or two, I figured that's my my age is 23. Whatever the case is, I think you should do the right thing, which is to sit down and give Shabbat. The question, why do fathers stand? Now, that's what I'm asking. If he stands because he's a Sabbath day, everyone stands and because they want to get Kiddush done, I don't... Rabbi Goldstein, what do you do with Shabbos morning? Let me ask you, I don't know what the halacha is. Can anybody show me in halacha? Well, can anyone look it up in halacha? See what the Shabbat says to do on Shabbos morning with Kiddush, please. Sorry. Rafi, can you look it up? Not right now, I can't do it right now, I don't want to miss mincha. But here, you know, one extra minute, you can miss mincha over here. So may you look it up, Rafi.
I'm still
looking
at it.
No, I want to know, the reason why, I want to say, Shabbos morning here, what do you do, David? What do you follow them?
No, Shabbos morning, I think
he sits down. He
sits in the kitchen. I was talking about Green
about
the same Shabbos a couple times, actually twice.
And
he's like, I don't
understand
what to stand. You have to sit. I was like, is anyone allowed me to sit? Like,
okay, one second, one last thing before we end. So we are decided to review the material of the last Rabbi Goldschmidt. Rabbi Goldschmidt is always right. That's why that's the last word over here. So I think we have to review the material for the last 2 weeks. What do you say to that? Is anybody against it?
How
much do you? Okay, so this way we'll know the material. Bobby, what do you think of that? Through you.
Yeah.